The river of sand, which they had followed for so long, finally contorted into a series of tight bends, like the convulsions of a dying adder, and then abruptly ended in a dry pan, so wide that the trees on the far side were merely a dark, wavering line on the horizon. The surface of the pan was white with crystals of evaporated salts. The reflection of the noon sun from this surface was painful to look at directly, and it turned the sky above to pale silver. The bushman's name for it was the Big White Place. On the steep bank of the pan they built shelters sturdier and better thatched than any of the others had been, giving an air of permanence to the camp, and the two little sand settled down to an undemanding routine, albeit with an underlying air of expectancy which Santen detected and queried.
"Why do we stop here, honey?"
Each eventful day made her more impatient and restless.
"We wait to make the crossing," was all that the old woman would tell her. "Crossing to where? Where are we going?"
Santen insisted, but Hani became vague and pointed in a wide arc into the east, and answered with a name that Santen could only translate as "a place where nothing must die."